Yeah, the discussion about Hall of Famers when it comes, well, really any sport, just because we get into these debates, and they're good debates, and the Philip Rivers one, of course, elicits a lot of emotion because of his longevity and what he has done, and the only thing missing from his resume is playing in the Super Bowl. Just because you don't think a guy is a Hall of Famer doesn't mean that they're not really good. That is an elite group of players in the Hall of Fame. I am on the side that Philip Rivers will be a Hall of Famer. But at that position, at the quarterback position, if you look what is coming, guys that are Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, that are at the tail end of their career, that are no doubters, probably for Philip Rivers' sake, it would help to go in sooner than later. But I think it might be a couple of years. Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in on this 21st day of January. It is National Hugging Day. Hug somebody in this COVID world that you spend time with. Maybe not just stranger. Maybe not the advice of hugging a stranger, period. That is sometimes will get you in trouble, George. Just that's my little bit of advice for you. Yes, yes. All right, let me give you the lineup for the show on this Thursday, which is a local music Thursday as well. Jacob Padilla will join us at the top of the hour. We have lots to sift through. Last night downtown, Creighton ran into a Providence team who I said yesterday they're looking for something on their resume for the NCAA. They got to play with a sense of urgency. They've lost three in a row. Well, they came out and they played with big-time energy, Richard energy. Jumped up 23-6 before Creighton kind of got their feet on the ground, started to make some defensive stops, and then it was an uphill climb all night for Creighton. Good on Providence from the standpoint of they came out, they knew what the mission was. They kind of had an Ed Cooley-type game last night. There will be stretches in Providence basketball where they'll go 5 to 7 minutes during the course of a game, and it's the complete opposite of good basketball, and you wonder who kidnapped the guys that were playing well. Just seems that's Ed Cooley. Whenever I've watched them, they could play 30 great minutes of basketball. They could have 5 to 7 minutes where you're like, whoa, and still win the game. But last night they got up big. Creighton came back thanks to Damian Jefferson and then never relinquished the lead. I imagine if there was a packed house, the emotion of the game, the fans, you're able to get over that hump, but Providence holds on to win last night, and Creighton has lost two in a row, and is it, don't worry about it, it's January, or is there a theme from Saturday at Butler and last night against Providence before UConn comes in on Saturday, and UConn is stumbling a little bit as well. So Jacob will join us at the top of the hour. Also, something we just touched on a little bit during the crossover, the NSAA meeting today with the Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournament and the availability of some of the venues up in the air. The NSAA will now have a 5-day state tournament instead of the 3. This is the way it'll work. They voted unanimously this morning. The girls' tournament is March 2nd through the 6th. The boys' is 9th through the 13th. They will now play over 5 days. They will play at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and they are still in the high schools. The Devaney Center is not available. Pershing, unfortunately, we can't reminisce about the good old times of playing basketball at Pershing. So this is the way that the state high school basketball schedule is going to work for boys and girls in March. On Tuesday, there will be 2 Class B and 4 Class A games at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And then the next day, they will play 2B, the 4C ones at PBA. C2 through D2 will be at high schools. That'll be Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the tournament will go off from there with the semifinals and the finals. So Tuesday through Saturday will be the state boys and girls basketball tournament. A lot of basketball to talk about with Jacob. That is coming up at the top of the hour. Also, Brody Darren will join us. We'll get his thoughts on what has happened with Creighton in these last two games. Again, last night fell 74-70 with UConn on the horizon. And Darren DeVries. It's like an all-Creighton show today. Darren DeVries, who is got an unbeaten Drake team. One of the four unbeaten teams in college basketball reside in Des Moines, Iowa, with the Drake Bulldogs, and Darren DeVries will join us. So D-Rock is coming your way at about 1:30. And as I mentioned, local music Thursday. Plus, I'm sure we'll get an update on Patrick Mahomes. George, can you break in when we get an update on Patrick Mahomes?
I got
Why do people think he is not playing? Really? I mean, I know I would love to break out, you know, any given Henny Saturday, Sunday, but, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is playing, and there was not a, a doubt in that as we are down to three football games left. We'll talk more about the Bills and the Chiefs and the Packers and the Bucks. Plus, the Pac-12, if you're looking for a job, they're looking for a commissioner. Talk about news dumps yesterday. Did anything happen in this country yesterday? Except for Philip Rivers at about 9 o'clock announcing that he was going to retire. And then about 9 o'clock last night, Larry Scott making his exit plans from the Pac-12 known. Anything else happen in between?
I don't think so.
Okay. No. Just checking. Oh, Pac-12. Pac-12 never disappoints in a news dump like that. On, of all days, yesterday, on Inauguration Day in this country, which, as I was telling Michael and Damon, the internet is magical. The internet is absolutely magical. And Bernie Sanders, whenever I'm having a bad day, I've got a folder now on my computer that all of these Bernie Sanders memes, I am just putting them into that folder. When I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to sift through all of them. I mean, that photo of him at the inauguration yesterday has struck a chord, which is still, you know, sometimes you'll get a, you'll get memes and a lot of stuff that is discussed on the internet and on Twitter, and it dissipates probably what? What's it got a shelf life of, I don't know, 8 hours maybe? Yeah. 6 to 8 hours, and then you're, everybody's on to the next thing? That is still going. You can go on Google Maps and put in your location, and you can have Bernie Sanders like sitting right here in the studio next to us.
It's so good.
I mean, the mittens, to the way he was dressed, to I think he was carrying his mail, and he was carrying like a check. He looked like the guy that was waiting to get into the post office, and he was waiting for him to open up. He also looked like the guy yesterday that the inauguration was just part of his day.
Oh, yeah.
He had a list of errands he had to run. He knew that his good friend Joe Biden was having a big day. He got an invite, so he just stopped by the Capitol so he could be part of it. And then when it was over, he had to go on to his next errand. The internet is magical. Absolutely magical.
That's so good.
I mean, think about yesterday. We not only had Bernie Sanders, we had Garth Brooks, who, I mean, people say, oh, you know, the country star? And I say, no, the Saturday Night Live host.
Oh, this guy.
We had an unbelievable 22-year-old who had such grace.
Ooh.
You had the podium sanitizer guy. I don't think he's getting enough love.
Mm-hmm.
In between the performances and the speakers, there was the podium sanitizer guy. We need to know his name. He should get credit because he was swiftly working.
It was, yeah.
When they would shift from one thing to another, he was up there cleaning.
Yep.
We had Lady Gaga, which I missed this. We were talking about it when she was singing the anthem when we were on air yesterday. She brought her own mic.
Yeah, the gold one?
She was having none of that.
Yep.
Central used mic, even if it was sanitized by podium sanitizer guy.
Yep.
She brought her own mic. And then the other part that makes the internet magical, mm-hmm. and especially Twitter, as I was, you know, recapping the day yesterday and catching up on things that I might have missed from DC.
Mm-hmm.
George, are you aware that sneaker Twitter is a big deal?
It really is.
And yesterday, the father of Kamala Harris's niece had the Jordan 1s on.
Yep, he had the 1s.
Yes.
He sure did.
What a day yesterday. But Bernie Sanders, we are closing in on about 24 hours, and that is still a thing. If you're ever having a bad day, just look to Bernie Sanders.
There it is.
Jacob Dill is coming up next from Hail Varsity. Lots to discuss, a lot of basketball. We'll slip in some football. Scott Frost last night on the network talk show reiterated something I brought up a while ago that's been confirmed, that Nebraska is going to play their spring game on May 1. So instead of dealing with the Masters, I think we're going to deal with the Kentucky Derby. Welcome to 2020-2021. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show on a Thursday at 1620 The Zone.